Parameters by Roy Ellison. She suddenly regained consciousness. The alley was dark, heaps of trash and plastic bags leaning against crumbling concrete walls. There was a smell of piss in the air that disgusted her. In the background, the noise of the city was ringing. Bits of music, the susurrus of electric cars, the shouts of people arguing, the hum of the neon lights, the rustling of litter being carried around aimlessly by the gales. Where was she? Who was she? This question was hard to answer right now. Her mind felt as if it had only just come into existence. She looked at her hands. They were a pale gray, transparent, with the bones showing through her skin. Was this normal? She couldn't say. Were her bones actually made of metal? How? It felt strange, foreign, as if this wasn't her body. She was wearing a cloak and hood, hiding her body. Curious, she peeked under it. She was naked. It didn't bother her, but it made her wonder. Some demon in the back of her head told her that this wasn't normal. Her body was made of the same transparent gray material. There were metal structures under her chest. She laid her hands on it. It felt weird, soft and yet resistant. She wondered what it was made of. She was vaguely aware that this wasn't what her body was supposed to be. A car flashed by. She had to close her eyes. This was quite intense. Also, her eyes seemed to close in a strange way. Were they really supposed to narrow down to points? Her skin, if that was really hers, was tingling. It took her a moment to calm down. After a while, she could feel herself again. A name appeared. Pale. It had come out of nowhere. That had to be her. After all, why else would she think of this name? She said it out loud. Pale. It didn't sound familiar. Her own voice didn't sound familiar. It was flat, artificial, as if made by a machine. She felt a kind of panic creep up inside of her. It rose and rose, almost taking over, when suddenly she was soothed. She relaxed. Pale. The name felt better now. Good. There was a faint echo of another name, but she couldn't quite recall it. She nodded to herself. It was best to get moving. Just standing around here was idiotic. As she left the alley, the neon lights on the street flooded her mind. There was a lot of noise now. People shouting at each other, on the phone, everywhere. Music was blaring at her. There was a lot of things going on. She wanted to retreat to the alley now. It was just too much. She turned around quickly and wanted to hide. Just then, a bunch of guys stood in her way. They were quite tall and strong as far as Pale could tell. They were also quite impressive to look at. Their hair was big and shaped into massive pompadours. The foremost man was wearing a massive coat covered in patches and some bandages across his chest. The others were similar in style. Thick leather jackets, big boots, overalls, sunglasses at night. They were obviously part of a driver gang. Pale was focusing now. Out of nowhere, marks appeared on their bodies and faces, superimposed over her vision. Her body suddenly ached to hit them. She could feel those strange muscles tense. The boss looked down on her, flipped the toothpick between his lips around, and said, "Hey, girl, what's with the covering?" The others chuckled. Pale stayed quiet. This was too intense for her right now. She could feel her body tighten. The big guy added, "Let's see what you're hiding." He flicked her hood back to the cheers of his friends. The woman's face came into view, and they stared at her in shock. It took Pale a moment to see herself in the reflection of one of the gangster's sunglasses. It took her a moment to understand that it was her. She didn't know what her face was supposed to look like, but she didn't expect this. Her face was doll-like and simple, with a kind of surreal beauty to it. She had four green glowing eyes and rather full lips. At the same time, her skin was transparent, so her teeth and her skull were visible under it. Everything in her mind screamed that this wasn't what humans were supposed to look like. But was she a human being? Parts of her suggested that she was, but her face didn't look familiar or real. The man's movement had triggered an immediate response. She hadn't even noticed it, but her arm had shot out and caught him by the throat, just like that. He gagged, struggling for air. His henchmen were still trying to process what was going on. The man pulled out a switchblade and snapped it open in a well-practiced motion. He stabbed at Pale, but she barely registered this. The blade struck her body but didn't even penetrate her skin. He tried again and again. He dropped the weapon and tried to get a grip of her. His hand touched her arm. It was strange. It felt as if he was touching a bundle of steel cables covered in some soft, rubbery substance. The moment he pushed against it, it seemed to harden to an impossible degree. The gangster had never seen anything like it. "What are you?" For Pale, this was an odd question. She didn't know the answer, but his touch, although weak, felt strangely comforting. She felt compelled to tighten her grip. His flesh was soft and weak. Sensing even a little resistance made her feel all giddy. The other men readied their weapons. When Pale neither answered nor released their boss, they attacked. The boss tried to pull away from her, pulling and squeezing her arm, but it didn't budge. Then, the first baseball bat struck her head. There was a metallic bang, and the bat bent. The man stared at the twisted bit of metal and started shaking. Another blow, this time aimed at her arm. It was just as futile. Pale just ignored it. She lifted the boss up with perfect ease. Another man charged her, hitting her with a jack bar. The metal actually splintered this time. It didn't even leave an impression. Pale started to feel different. Something in her system was kicking up, and it felt good. The unreal woman gave the suspended man who was slowly losing consciousness from the lack of air a detached yet fascinated look. He was turning blue now, his eyes rolling. There was an urge inside her that grew and grew. At first, she found it understandable to resist it. But somehow, giving in to it promised a kind of joy. It was impossible to explain for her where that came from, but it suddenly overwhelmed her. She squeezed the man's throat quickly. There was an organic squelch, and the man's neck snapped. Abruptly, the gangsters stopped attacking her. Their screams and shouts died down, and the blows they rained on her ceased. She dropped the lifeless body and looked at them passively. The urge was still there, pounding in her mind like crazy. The men retreated slowly at first. They probably figured that a sudden flight might provoke her even more. It was sadly irrelevant. Pale seemed to explode with movement. Her powerful body was propelled forward at breakneck speed. Literally. The first man didn't even get to turn around. She jumped on him in a heartbeat. She landed on him, her mass paralyzing him and her muscles grabbing him firmly. He barely had the time to shout as she smashed him against her chest. There was a muffled thump and his body went limp. Blood spread all over her cloak. So she ripped it off with perfect ease and revealed her incredibly muscular physique. The men just tried to get away, but they were also distracted for precious seconds. Pale's physique was otherworldly. Her body was extremely slim, sculpted from metal and the strange, vaguely organic mass that formed her flesh. Her muscles were deeply striated, worked into perfect definition. Now that she was attacking, they tensed, their groves pushing absurdly through her skin. It was a sight to behold. Her artificial body was a deadly steel coil. She caught the second one with a negligent push, smashing him into the concrete wall at the side. His shoulder shattered and collapsed into his ribcage. Her power was such that he might just as well have been hit by a truck at full speed. The gangsters ran as fast as they could, their jackets flying. Maybe they would manage to reach their bikes? Surely this cyber freak couldn't outrun their souped-up machines. Pale dove behind them, catching another one by his leg and reeling him in mercilessly. She let them reach their bikes. It wasn't like she actually cared. Instead, she pulled the screaming young man closer and closer. He tried to hold on the brakes in the pavement, but she just brought him closer and closer, pulling him in by his leg. When she had him right by herself, the drive inside her only intensified. She wrapped her thin, muscular arms around his chest and hugged him. The man howled as her arms tightened. He pushed against her with all his strength, trying to save himself. Pale felt a strange bliss well up inside of her. She slowed down. Her muscles squeezed him calmly, relentlessly, like a hydraulic press mercilessly compacting a piece of trash. She could hear his bones splinter and his muscles tear. His ribs collapsed. Still, she continued. He struggled, but there was nothing he could do. She just tightened her grip slowly. More cracking was heard. There went his spine. The man's breath stopped, but he was still conscious. A few organic sputterings, a squelching sound, bones being pulverized, a loud crack, and he went limp. She sighed. That feeling of satisfaction flooded her mind. Whoever she really was, whatever she had become, there was a strange moment of serenity as she dropped the body. Some perfect calm, freeing her of the constant drone and buzz of humanity. As quickly as it came, it was over in the blink of an eye. The remaining gangsters had reached their bikes and revved them, charging her. She couldn't figure out what they were up to, her confused mind still trying to understand the things that were going on around her. One of them threw a long chain attached to his riser at her, wrapping it around her neck and riding his bike past her. Any normal person might have been decapitated in that instant, but Pale caught the links as they tensed and pulled abruptly. The entire bike was wrenched in the air on the chain, its wheels lolling pointlessly. Things seemed to flow into a slow motion. The man's shoulder exploded as the force she exerted on the chain spread to his arm and overwhelmed him. He hung in the air as if he were attached to her by a metal umbilical cord. She still propelled the bike at the others, striking them in a mighty crash. There was a sudden silence as everything was flooded in fire and sound. For Pale, it was too much. Her body went on autopilot and she raged at the lone survivor who was struggling to his feet. As she roared closer, there was an abrupt pause. She took another step, then felt her body go limp. It was as if somebody had pulled the plug on her. She managed another step, then she fell. As her vision shrank, her mind filled with a bizarre vision of a huge, muscular woman, and a terrifying sentiment of loss flooded her consciousness. Then she went blank. A man and a woman, both wearing inconspicuous but well-made and discreetly armored clothes, closed in on her. The man scolded his companion,
What did you do? You can't just release the fail-safes like that. Do you want the cops to take away our new project? The woman shrugged. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It was just... we spent so much time on the cyberware, I wanted to see it in action. Besides, those guys... I think it's okay, really. The man rolled his eyes. The carnage was horrifying, but his colleague didn't even care. Suddenly, the surviving gangster pointed at them and asked, "What was that? What did you do?" The woman looked at him and shot him. She didn't even hesitate. Then she called their transport and loaded the unconscious cyborg onto it. Like a puppet whose strings have been cut, she was limp and immobile. The man put on the exoskeleton from the car and added, "She's heavy, you know?" The woman replied, "She's a prototype. I'm sure later versions will be lighter, but with a power like hers..." "Just don't forget to wipe her memory from today. We can't have her talk about this." "Her? Talk? I don't think there's much left in her brain anyway." Pale dreamed.